This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them yet, you should, because if you're carrying a gun, you need to be carrying that kind of backup. Do we have the guest? No answer? Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Ninth Circuit. I don't know what's going on with on the other end. We'll find that out in a minute. This case was called Peruta versus the City of San Diego. And the in-bank, first of all, the first thing that came out was that the court held that everything that they were doing, the good cause, was unconstitutional. And he was done away with. And then they requested something called an in-bank review, which is where instead of the three judges that reviewed this, I guess these were the three judges that were on duty at the time, they decided to put it before the whole court in bank. What they came up with was a little stunning. They affirmed the district court's judgments and held that there is no Second Amendment right for members of the general public to carry concealed weapons in public. Now, the people who were appealing this out of San Diego and Yolo counties sought to carry concealed firearms in public for self-defense, but allegedly they were denied licenses to do so because they could not satisfy the good cause requirement in their counties. Under California law, an applicant for a license must show, among other things, good cause to carry a concealed firearm. Now, that varies from county to county. For in some counties, the sheriff will, you'll walk in and say, I'd like to have a permit. And he'll say, here you go, buddy. Be careful out there. In other counties, there's no way. You're just not going to get nothing. So it's very uneven there in California. The in-bank court held that history relevant to both the Second Amendment and its incorporation by the 14th Amendment lead to the same conclusion. The right of a member of the general public to carry a concealed firearm in public is not, and never has been, protected by the Second Amendment. Therefore, because the Second Amendment does not protect in any degree the right to carry concealed firearms in public, any prohibition or restriction a state may choose to impose upon concealed carry, including a requirement of good cause, however defined, is necessarily allowed by the amendment. The in-bank court stated that there may or may not be a Second Amendment right for a member of the general public to carry a firearm openly in the public, but the Supreme Court has not answered that question. This is why the Heller decision wasn't all that in the bag of chips. The in-bank court granted the motion to intervene by the state of California, which sought the intervention after the San Diego sheriff declined to petition for a hearing in-bank following the panel's decision. The in-bank court held that under the circumstances presented here, California's motion to intervene was timely. Concurring, Judge Graber, joined by Chief Judge Thomas and Judge McKean, wrote separately only to state that even if the Second Amendment applied to the carrying of concealed weapons in public, the provisions at issue would be constitutional. I don't know where they got that from. I don't know what they, I don't know what criteria under which they think that's the way it is. Dissenting Judge Callahan, joined by Judge Silverman as to all parts except Section 4 by Judge B and by Judge Ann R. Smith as to all parts except Section 2B, stated that in context of present-day California law, the defendant county's limited licensing of the right to carry concealed firearms is tantamount to a total ban on the right of an ordinary citizen to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Thus, plaintiff's Second Amendment rights have been violated. Dissenting Judge Silverman, joined by Judge B, would hold that the challenged laws are unconstitutional under the Second Amendment because they do not survive any form of heightened scrutiny analysis. Dissenting Judge N.R. Smith stated that he joined the dissent of Judge Callahan, but wrote separately only to express his opinion that the appropriate remedy is to remand this case to the district courts to allow them to initially determine and apply an appropriate level of scrutiny, which to me is them kicking the can down the road. That's them just kicking the can down the road. That's all that is. So, that's what we've got. We've got one court that's in charge of 9 states that says that those states can now hold good cause and it's not unconstitutional. And that there's no right to carry concealed, which, by the way, there isn't. There's nothing in the Second Amendment that says about how you carry. And that's a problem. Because when Heller was written by Scalia, perhaps he could have thought about it and, maybe written it out a little bit further. As it was a very important decision, but at the same time, it did not actually pull it together. Patrick, are you on the other side of the board? I guess maybe I'm running on automatic pilot right now. We'll find that out in the during the next break. Now, what this means at this particular moment is that this will eventually go to the Supreme Court. It will have to go to the Supreme Court because this is in contravention of Heller. Now, this means that whoever the next Supreme Court justice is, that would be the swing vote. Because right now, as it sits, the liberal justices would probably snatch this up so that they could, it would be deadlocked, and then the lower court would, this finding would stick. It would stand. So, that notwithstanding, this is why elections matter. This is why the judiciary matters. While the judiciary is not supposed to write law, a lot of this stuff that came out of this in-bank decision is them kicking the can down the road. They could have made a decision, they could have made a call. Getting out there and saying that other courts should apply scrutiny to it, no. This is where legal precedent comes in. Anybody could do this if they just decided to do it. I don't know what the... why it wasn't done? Well, yeah, I do, because they were kicking the can down the road. Because nobody wants to do anything that actually has anything to do with making a decision. Anyway, that's what's going on with that. I would say that I'm a little surprised that it went as far the way it, especially coming out of the first decision they made. But then again, we're talking about the Ninth Circuit. It's sort of bipolar in a lot of ways. Maybe it's quad polar. I'm not sure. They may be 31 versions of polar. We may not know the pronoun with which to apply to them. In any event, this is why this election is going to matter. That's why we all gotta go. We'll be right back. for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, you really need to do that right now. Joining me now is the name that, you know, this will be known as the namesake of the case, you know, Heller, McDonald. Now there's Peruta. Joining me now is Ed Peruta. Are you there, sir?
I am here, Bill.
Okay.
And Bill, I just want to say thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
We haven't talked in a while. I understand you've had some health problems, and I've had a couple of defibrillator events. So I understand.
Well, I appreciate that. You've actually had sort of the same health programs, and you got hardware out of it too, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
I just got replumbed, but that's okay.
Well, I got replumbed too.
Okay, so you got replumbed and hardware.
Yeah.
You win. Okay. Anyway, was the outcome of this case, was this a surprise to you, or is this pretty much what you expected to have happen? I mean,
I'm not going to claim surprise. But how much time have I got, Bill?
Rest of the hour, if you want to take it.
Okay. I have prepared and posted up on the internet.
Where'd he go?
Read it.
Okay, we lost you there for a second. If you're saying that you want to read your statement, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay. The decision in Peruta v. San Diego could not have come at a better time, the months prior to a national election for the President of the United States. By the candidate seeking the office of President. The Sixth Amendment and right of...
Patrick, are you still there? Do we need to maybe find... Hey, Ed, is there another line we can call you on? Because apparently this one is not working because I'm losing.
Yes, and I don't mind giving it out. 860.
No. Hang on a second. Let me write it down.
860. 605. I'm sorry. Let me get it. Okay. 956.
956.
5766.
5766.
Hang Call me right back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye.
You got that, Patrick? All right, let me type that in. I wrote it down. Did you write it down, too? 860-956-5766. That's one thing Ed Peruta is. He didn't care. He really couldn't care less. One thing about him that you need to understand, he works a lot in the Second Amendment movement. So this is not something that he... has no taste for. This is, as a matter of fact, he just, you know, this is probably right down his alley. He wants to fight. Have we got him yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is much more gooder, isn't it? Now,
right.
Let me
start with the Second Amendment and right of self-defense with a firearm is a right possessed by all law-abiding, non-prohibited individuals, regardless of race, religion, political party, sex, or sexual preference. Now, that kind of crosses all of the lines that everybody says Trump's been hammering.
Right.
But that's my opinion. The issue of Second Amendment rights will now be a topic for discussion on the national stage by those seeking to become the President of the United States. Each of the current presidential candidates, whether Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Independent, will be seeking the office that will shape the future makeup of the United States Supreme Court for years, if not decades. It is without question that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has lost faith in the process where cases and issues are heard and determined by three-judge panels. To call for and convene an en banc panel of 11 judges in the most liberal circuit in the country does nothing more than evidence the fact that three-judge panels cannot be trusted to render valid, legal, correct decisions in the opinion of the circuit. As the lead named plaintiff in Peruta v. San Diego, I am not surprised at today's or yesterday's decision and find myself losing faith in the process of resolving disputes through the judicial system. As a 67-year-old adult male, I was required to learn how to read and comprehend during my younger years while attending public schools, only to find myself being told in 2016 that the words in front of me do not mean what they say. Fortunately, I possess two permits to carry pistols and revolvers, Connecticut and Florida, for self-defense, which are recognized by reciprocal agreements between a majority of the states. One way or the other, this issue will arrive at a final conclusion where honest, law-abiding individuals will accept or reject the court's understanding of the Second Amendment. Ultimately, and I got this, I'm plagiarizing this from an attorney in Pennsylvania. I'm not going to mention his name, but I meet him every time I go to the NRA conventions, so I stole his words.
Okay.
Ultimately, the American people have to decide whether they want to take back their government from an elite class protected by bodyguards, governed and disciplined from separate gender playbooks, and insulated from the economic vagaries of the rest of us that the rest of us face daily. In the meantime, my support will go to Donald Trump, the best candidate to shake up the system and make America great again in my lifetime. And I say that for a reason. I'm 67. My pacemaker defibrillator has gone off three times. I don't know if I'll be here in 4 years. But I believe that Donald Trump is my messenger to carry my message to Washington and to shake things up. Now,
we're coming up
on
break.
Was I surprised, Bill?
No,
but
we're coming
out of the ninth.
We're coming into a break. We're going to pick it up from where we are right now, this minute, as soon as we get back. Because I'm liking the way this is going. My guest is Ed Peruta. What's the name of the organ? Well, we'll talk about that one in the next break as well. This is Lock and Load. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Joined again by Ed Peruta. Ed, I'm being asked if you will give out a link to the page where they can find all of this, and do you allow reposting of the stuff that you put up there?
Well, let me tell you, and let me start by saying this, because I'll get to the page. I would like to thank the NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, Connecticut Carry, which I am a director of, Attorney Paul Newharth in San Diego, who was my initial attorney, Attorney Chuck Michelle from Michelle and Associates in Long Beach, California, and Paul Clement, who argued my case to the Ninth. And I'd also like to commend Alan Gura, who, in fact, argued Baker. Chuck Michelle at Michelle Associates in Long Beach has a page with all of the information. He's got a lot more money than I do, and he does it a lot better than I do. But they have a page at Michelle and Associates in Long Beach. If you Google them, you can find them, and you'll find the Peruta page that has it all. I just want to thank you for doing what you do. I want to thank everybody that's involved in putting your program on the air. I don't know where this is going, but I believe that the genie is out of the bottle. There are too many people that are worried about their personal safety and have applied for permits since the initial three-judge panel decision came out in February of 2014. I am totally, totally upset with what's happening in this country. I never thought I would live to see this day, but, you know, here I am sitting here watching craziness on television. Bill, you go ahead and talk for a minute. Ask me anything you want.
Listen, no, you go ahead. You're the guest.
I do, with attorney Rachel Baird and retired State Police Lieutenant Colonel Matt Tiska, a program on Saturday afternoons called Summary Judgment. It's between 4 and 6 p.m. On the Internet, and you can get there by going to amnewsnetwork.com. That's www.amnewsnetwork.com, and there's a link that says Watch Live. Now, that's 4 to 6 Eastern, but I'd ask all of your people, because you can call in, and that's when I really get crazy. but listen, go ahead and ask me anything you want. And according to Mother Jones, I'm the F-bomb spewing ex-cop, but I won't use any profanity.
Oh, well. Yeah, but you got to consider the source, don't you?
Oh, no, absolutely.
The interesting case that you make is that this is going to end up in the Supreme Court. And the timing of this turns this into now a campaign. This is a campaign issue, because now Hillary will seize upon this as a means to win her election so that she can pick the next Supreme Court nominee, just like Chelsea's out there saying, even though she still has to deal with a right center, left center, you know, somewhere near the center electorate overall. She's going to seize upon this as a means to further this, because she's running on it as a good issue, despite the fact that her husband, it blew up in his face horribly, almost as bad as Lewinsky. Trump, now, you were at the NRA convention. I didn't have the time. I was there. I didn't have the time to look you up because, gosh, that I was completely overwhelmed by all that stuff. But did you have time to sit down and talk with Trump?
Well, let me tell you the story. And everybody can write this down. Attorney Rachel Baird, who I am her legal investigator, we had the opportunity to represent a former Navy SEAL by the name of Carl Higbie, H-I-G-B-I-E. He is a Fox News commentator out of New York. He is very friendly with the Trump family. When Donald Trump came to Connecticut, I covered him in Hartford as a member of the media, and I got a call before he showed up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Carl said to me, put your suit on, don't bring your camera, you got VIP, you're going in the back to talk to Donald. So I did get to go in the back and talk to Donald Trump. And up on my YouTube, on my Facebook page, Edward Peruta or AM News or AM News Network, whatever they've set up, you will see a picture of me and Donald Trump standing next to each other, and I had a couple. I was the last guy in line, so there was nobody pushing me to go forward. Mr. Trump gave me some of his time. We talked, and I told him that I don't care what they say about him. I want a message sent to Washington that if they keep playing the same games, we're going to send Donald Trump and people like Donald Trump down to Washington to shake it up and keep people off their backsides.
Fourth point of contact.
Excuse me?
Off their fourth point of contact and stuff.
Well, Bill, I have a way to get a message to Donald Trump, and it's
right
through Carl Higbie.
Okay. The thing that I'm, Trump, that I spent a lot of time, well, I didn't spend a lot of time, I interviewed and talked to Ted Nugent, who has talked to Donald Trump. And Trump is, he's asking the right questions of the right people, and he's actually on the attack as far as pro-Second Amendment. He's attacking the left as far as Second Amendment is concerned, which is, you know, it's a little stunning in a way, but at the same time, I'll be throwing the lever for him. I want to say something.
You know, when I first saw him, there was no teleprompters. There was no people writing for him. I mean, he takes his little pad out of his papers out of his coat and puts it on the podium. But I think that what you're seeing for the first time in our history is a person who's speaking off the cuff from the heart about issues. Does he get it right all the time? No. But shit, neither do I. That's human.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a thing. If you're not messing up, you're not doing something, are you? You're not doing anything. That's the part that I like about it. Plus, I've always wanted to have a good mean businessman in a position of power in the executive branch, just to see what we get, because the politician thing isn't working out too well. And now this happens, which is sort of like a gift from God to come down and fall on Trump, because Trump's going to make mileage out of this. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I got a couple of questions for you from the chat room again. I'm going to throw those at you.
Here.
Okay. And we'll get that out there and make sure. Carl, Ed Peruta is my guest this hour. He is the Peruta that has been fighting San Diego. Threw things into quite a tizzy earlier last year. And it's been a while since that. 2014. Well, yeah, I guess it was, because it was all happening before the heart attack, which for me, 2015 is just sort of a black hole, Ed. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them if you haven't already done so. My guest again is Ed Peruta. He is the Peruta in the Peruta versus San Diego County case. This all became something when, he tried to get a concealed carry permit. It went to a district court where they applied intermediate scrutiny, which is not the way the Second Amendment should be scrutinized. And then the Ninth Circuit said, hey, you can't do that. And then they, Didn't the sheriff in San Diego County, he didn't want to press it at that point after the three panel members said you can't do that?
That's correct.
And who was it that...
He didn't want to take it. He didn't want to get involved in the appeal to the Ninth. And neither did the Attorney General for California.
So was it Kamala Harris that did that?
Yes.
The best looking attorney general in the United States.
And then when I won in the three judge panel,
yeah,
she wanted to jump in. What are the questions from the chat line?
Well, they wanted to know if one, what the name of your page is, where they can find some of this stuff. Is it just on your Facebook page?
You know, I'm not good at this because Chuck Michelle and Michelle and Associates do a much better job than me. Google attorney Chuck Michelle Long Beach. Okay. You'll get to his website, and he's got a whole slew of stuff on Peruta, including the recent decision.
I think
the best I can tell you.
Yeah, I think they found something. MichelleLawyers.com/guncasetracker/Peruta v San Diego. That's probably it. Also,
you're better than me.
They're also asking, have you talked to Carl Higbee? And this is sort of early in the game, I think, to be thinking about some of this stuff because Clinton and Trump haven't met yet in a debate. But is anybody going to bring up the 1902 Dick Act to Trump for him to look at that and say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't know this was here? Or maybe he already knows. I mean, he hasn't had a chance to start clubbing on pantsuit Clinton yet.
Bill, let me say this to you.
Sure.
There is an email address that I get email at the studio, and it is studio@amnewsnetwork.com.
Let me write that
I
down.
Will tell you that Carl Higbee and I have become brothers in arms as far as veterans, and I've become very good friends with him. And if I see a question and somebody's going to have to trust my judgment, you want me to ask Carl Higbee a question? I'll ask him. You want me to say something to Carl Higbee and I think it's important enough to tell him? I'll tell him. And I'm telling you that he's got the ear of the Trump family.
What is that email address
to,
in?
But I need to say something because I don't know if I'm running out of time.
You got
if every gun owner in this country does not get off their butt in the first week of November 2016 and bring their family members that are eligible to vote and all of their friends go to the polls, you better start digging a hole and burying your gun safe in the backyard where the government can't find it. Because if Hillary Clinton gets elected, she is going to make the appointments that are going to take away our Second Amendment rights. Even though I read it, I understand it, you're supposed to change it if you don't like it, but I'm telling you, she scares me.
What is that email address again at AM News? What?
Studio@amnewsnetwork.com.
I'll be putting that in the show notes for everybody to make sure that they know who to email if they want to get a message through you to Carl Higbee.
I'm just hoping I don't get overwhelmed. You know, please think out your question, think out your thoughts. I will try to read everything that comes in, depending on the volume. And I do have a direct line to Carl Higbee. And anybody that watches Fox News knows or should know who Carl Higbee is.
One of the things that is flashing through my mind, I'm pretty sure that with Heller and with McDonald, all the things that they went through prior to their cases getting to the Supreme Court, that they, and Heller probably today, and I'm sure McDonald, who if he were still alive, would say this. It's not great to be the one to do it, but at the same time, it's got to be almost an honor. And you're hanging out with the guys that actually did this stuff. And is this case going to be the next evolution of those two cases? Is that going to be because this is complete contravention of Heller.
Let me tell you what my thought process is. If my case hinges on, or if my case results in a better country with better leaders because of the debate over the issues in my case, I can accept that. Regardless of the outcome, if we have a better country, I will live with that. If you lock up the criminals so I don't have to be worried when I'm out in the inner city or in a rest area on some desolate stretch of highway in an RV, if I feel safe, but the country is on the right track, there's a lot of emotions that go into being a lead name plaintiff, including everybody trying to dig up dirt on you. Bill, I get threatened with arrest while I'm videotaping in the city of Hartford, and 10 years ago, I just stuck my hands out to say, put the cuffs on, let's find the judge, and I wouldn't be afraid of it. But I can't do that now because of who I am, who I'm representing, and the issues involved. I can't have an argument and say, look, you're not going to threaten me.
We have not pointed out this evening that you are a video journalist, and all along this process you've been out running to stories and videoing, and you video car accidents and everything. It's not just the Second Amendment. You reserve a special part for the Second Amendment. You wear many hats, don't you?
Listen to me. If you go to amnewsnetwork.com and there's a link up at the top that has the transcripts of the audio clips of two incidents. One is a homicide, and you can hear the policeman saying, you're not going to film a dead body. Well, guess what? I'm going to film this dead body, and I'm going to put it on YouTube for everybody to see, because the people see the dead body, they go out and buy a gun.
I'm being asked, do you think this is going to spread to other appeals courts? I don't think it will. Do you? Do you think other appeals courts will pick this up?
No, 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 the three-judge opinion, in my personal opinion, was written based on how I understand the Second Amendment to keep and to bear arms. And it was very clean, it was very to the point, and you know, this voodoo magic smoke and mirrors that the 11, or 7 out of 11, attorney Rachel M. Baird is the gun lawyer that I work with, and she had predicted 8-3 when we heard the argument in California, and it was 7-4. Well, I'm sitting here telling you that that case, the three-judge panel case has been cited in other circuits by other district courts. There are other judges out there who agree with the three-judge panel decision. And this is the genie's out of the bottle, Bill.
Yeah.
It is out of the bottle.
One thing that has happened is a lot of Californian sheriffs have come out and started just giving out the permits now. And they did that even though all of this is going on. They'll probably still keep doing it, won't they?
I did an interview with 760 AM radio in San Diego this morning with Mike Slater. And Mike Slater was shocked when I said, go to the U.S. Census Bureau statistics. Compare the geographical land size of San Diego County and the number of people who live in San Diego County with the land mass of Connecticut and the number of residents in Connecticut. They are almost identical.
Yeah.
There are between 1,200 and 2,000 permits to carry in San Diego County, and there are over 238,000 permits issued in the state of Connecticut. And you don't see blood in the streets in Connecticut.
No, you don't. Thanks for joining me, Ed, on such short notice. I will be in touch with you. We'll do this again very soon. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. All right, coming up, third hour, this is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.